Hip-hop musician Shine Ali excitedly puts on a CD of his band, Waya Usug. Based in Eastleigh, a suburb of Kenya's capital, Nairobi, Ali is one of the region's most popular Somali artists and a peace activist.
My name is Shine Abdullahi Ali. I'm a young Somali living in Kenya as a refugee. There are many Somali refugees here that live in different towns and cities like Nairobi and in refugee camps. We fled from Somalia because of the chaos and violence caused by several civil wars.
29-year-old Shine travelled overland to Kenya in 1997. Although he never finished his schooling, he started writing poetry and then music, bringing friends together to spread a message of peace amongst young Somalis. In particular, his songs warn young people not to join Al-Shabaab, a radical Islamist group that controls large parts of neighbouring Somalia and is linked to Al-Qaeda.
It's hard to talk about some of the experiences I went through. For me, the most important thing is that when I came to Nairobi, I started to work with other young Somalis to raise awareness about the problems we'd faced. We didn't want other young people to suffer the same things.
Eastleigh, a bustling area mostly inhabited by ethnic Somalis, is sometimes known as Little Mogadishu, after Somalia's capital. Like Shine, many residents have fled decades of civil war in Somalia to the relative safety of the neighbouring country. Rashid Abdi, a journalist and Kenya-Somalia analyst, describes the suburb.
The population of Somali refugees living in Eastleigh and Nairobi is roughly around 300,000. It is very visible that this is an extremely young population. I think the majority of Somalis will be roughly between the ages of 8, let's say, to 35. Those people for whom there are no easy options, who do not have relatives abroad, who cannot get remittance money, who cannot get access to loans, who have no means of education. This is a category which is very dangerous. Some of them have become easily recruited by, you know, the radicals and the Al-Shabaab group. And some have actually been recruited and they have gone to Somalia to fight in the so-called jihad of Al-Shabaab.
In late 2011, Kenya launched a military operation against Al-Shabaab, following a string of attacks that included the kidnappings of tourists from Kenya's economically vital beach resorts. In a sparsely furnished apartment, high above Eastleigh's crowded streets, Shine explains the threat that militant Islamists pose to young Somalis, both in Somalia and in the diaspora.
Al-Shabaab uses corrupt messages to recruit young people. They use messages that are wrong and they lie about Islam. The youth are told that fighting in Somalia will get them to paradise.
Young Somalis in Eastleigh are well aware of the risks presented by Al-Shabaab.
My name is Abdi Rahman Muhammad. I'm 17 years old. Extremism is so common because young people aren't educated and they're idle, so they'll do anything that pays them just a little. Their home country, Somalia, still has difficulties and there's no peace.
Shine's work has also placed him in the firing line.
Threat has become part of our lives. We talk about it all the time, but we are tired of it. Every time you do good work, there are bad people who will not appreciate it. Some of us have been shot but survived. And the woman in the band was slashed in the face. In Somalia at the moment, many of the people being killed are the educated, the writers, civilized people, former officials, students. They want to stop the country's development. We're using every means possible to fight Al-Qaeda terrorists in the Horn of Africa. We won't be stopped from the good work we're doing. Music is a language that all people can understand. Children, women, adolescents, teachers, even the bandit with a gun. Music talks to everyone. It is the only thing that is common to all of us.
And with people like Shine sending strong messages through music, there is hope that young Somalis will resist the tide of radicalization. This is Zoe Flood for DW in Eastleigh. I'm